Razavi on his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play wrapping up right there. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 306 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM, Albany 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial. Streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. 11 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. Sunshine again amongst all those clouds out there. Beautiful day, though, nonetheless. And like I said, it is our 306th program. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line right now and bring him in. And we're going to say good morning to Mr. Tom Moran. Tom, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Doing well. And where are you at, Tom? Not today. Where do you make home?
Well, I live in Mankato,
okay.
Minnesota, but today I'm calling you from Cloquet.
Oh, from Cloquet. You got a job today?
Nope. I just got some family up here that I'm visiting.
Oh, you're visiting. Okay. All right. All right. Well, where did it all begin? Where were you born and raised?
Well, I was born in New Ulm.
Uh-huh.
So raised in New Ulm, and so right early on, everybody knows that New Ulm is a polka town, and so my dad was a music teacher, and he got involved with the polka scene there in New Ulm, and I guess things just kind of went from there.
You bet. And your dad is?
My dad is Steve Moran.
Steve Moran. And your mom?
Yep. My mom's name is Val.
Okay.
Her last name is Zach.
Okay. Brothers or sisters?
I've got a brother named Phil, and then I've got a sister, Alyssa, and a sister, Chris, and another sister, Lindsay.
All right. So, and any of them making music, too, these days?
I would say the one that would be closest would be Lindsay.
Okay.
She's a stepsister, and she does some drumming.
Okay.
But I don't think it's on a regular basis. It's just kind of for fun here and there.
Sure, sure. All righty. Where'd you go to school then, Tom? New Ulm?
Yep, I went to school in New Ulm. And I finished fifth grade. So through fifth grade in New Ulm, and then, I guess it was sixth grade.
Yeah.
And then seventh through 12th I did in Cloquet here.
Oh, okay. Nice. So Cloquet, that's up by Duluth, right?
Yep.
Oh boy.
Far from Duluth.
Yeah. So quite a spread there from traveling all the way from New Ulm to Cloquet. What brought you all the way up there? Your dad change jobs or something, or?
No, it was my parents got divorced.
Oh, okay.
And so Cloquet is where my mom settled then.
Uh-huh.
And so that's the way that was.
Sure. And now your dad, he became a member of the Wendingers way back in the day, huh?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And that's probably the lead for you then, huh?
Right. Yep.
All right.
He started with the Wendingers in 1978 or 1977, somewhere right in there.
Okay. Perfect. And how'd you get started in music? Just following from your dad, or did you take it in school, or where was the first music?
Yeah, I think it probably started with just following dad around. And then when I got to the age where I could start it in school, my dad happened to be the music teacher. So.
Oh, that was convenient,
so
yeah.
I really couldn't get away from it there.
Uh-huh.
So when I was in grade school, then I played trumpet, and Dad was he was my teacher.
Okay, very good.
So I played for a few years into high school, and then I kind of got busy with sports and things like that, so I didn't continue on with trumpet, but I did play concertina. So
who taught you that, or how'd you pick that up?
Concertina, I just pretty much learned on my own.
Okay.
So you could say I was self-taught on that.
Okay. What do you play these days?
I'm sorry?
What instrument, concertina, what brand or what key, what are you playing these days?
Oh, okay. The main one that I use is a Wolf, is the brand. And
okay.
E-flat.
E-flat, okay. Yep, that goes well with the horns.
It does, yeah.
You bet. All right. And so you said you started sitting in with them, what was the year, 77 already?
Well, no, that's when my dad would have started.
Oh, that's when your dad started. Okay. So when did you get in, after Paul died or before?
Well, I started playing when I was about 10 years old.
Okay.
And so I can't remember exactly how long it took me before I knew a couple of tunes, but when I was probably 10 or 11, somewhere in there, I got to the point where I could play like a set of polkas.
Okay.
And so the guys would have me up and play a set of polkas with them. And, you know, I did that for probably about a year or so. And then right in there is when my parents got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
And so we didn't immediately move. We stayed with dad for a while. And then a few years later, we ended up moving. So, after I moved, the concertina kind of just went by the wayside, and I didn't think about it too much for a while there. And then after I got married, my wife surprised me one Christmas with a concertina.
Oh, my goodness.
And so at that point, I hadn't played in probably almost 15 years. But it was something that I kind of talked about, and I think my wife and I were somewhere one time and somebody had a concertina, and I picked it up, and I still knew one song, and she was kind of blown away by that because it was not something that I talked about too much. So.
Sure.
So then, I guess, after we got married, then I started playing again, and that just kind of went slowly, and kind of the same way. I got to the point where I could play a couple tunes, and they would sometimes have me come up to play a few, and then as time went on there, yeah, like you say, Paul got sick. And what the band would do is a lot of times Pete would be with the travel group and Paul would be with the band or vice versa. And at one point there, Pete was going to be gone and Paul was not well enough to play. And so they asked me if I thought I could do it. And so... that's how I got the job playing with the Wendingers, I guess.
Absolutely. Now, did you teach yourself to read music, or do you play everything by ear?
Oh, I do a little bit of both.
Okay.
So when I first started off, I was mostly just reading music.
Okay.
And just to kind of get going, and then after a little while, I realized that you could play by ear too, and sometimes with concertina music, maybe the song you want to play, you can't find the music for. So
yeah.
Either you've got to figure it out on your own, or you don't play it. So.
All right. You bet. So you said you're married. Who's your wife?
My wife's name is Trish.
Trish. All right. Any children?
Yep. We've got three daughters.
All right. And their names?
We've got Lily is the oldest, and then Abby is in the middle, and Josie is the youngest.
Okay. Very good. And any of them old enough to take interest in music?
Yep. The oldest, she played cello.
Okay.
When she was in high school. She's in college now.
Oh, my. Okay.
So she, I don't think, is still playing it. I think maybe once in a while she might pull it out of the closet. But and then our youngest, Josie, is taking piano lessons right now.
Okay.
So...
Very good, very good.
And the middle child, she's interested in singing, so she's waiting until they have choir available in school.
Sure, sure. So then you're living in Mankato, making your living solely on music, or do you do something else besides?
Nope, I'm a mechanic.
A mechanic, okay.
Yep, I work at the Toyota dealership in Mankato.
Oh, okay, very good. And that's not always a friendly job for a concertina player, twisting wrenches and getting your fingers smashed. That doesn't always go well together, does it?
Yeah, you're not the first person to tell me to take care of my fingers.
Yeah. neat.
But I usually don't have too much problems with that. But
so is the Wolf concertina now, is that the one that your wife gave you, or is that the one you started on?
No, that's one that I just heard. Acquired a few years ago.
Okay.
I do still have the one that she gave me, and that's a Paddock.
Ah.
And that's a triple, and it's a TSC.
Okay.
So, but it's kind of, you know, it's one of them real high-pitched, squeaky ones. So
uh-huh.
It's not one that you'd probably want to play for every song, you know, on a job. But,
yeah, it's probably good for solos, but I know from my experience back in the days, anytime... Ray Ronald, the guy that I played for, when he'd pull out the C, that was usually a concertina solo, or else the horns were in four sharps or something like
sure.
that. So,
yep.
you bet. Well, yep. Do you get the opportunity to work with your dad then these days when you're working with the Wendingers? Is he still playing with the Wendingers?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Awesome. That's special. My dad was a drummer for the Deutschmeisters for their first 10 years of their existence, and... by the time he was sort of starting to retire, that's when I was getting into music. And as I look back, I probably played a couple dozen jobs with him over the years that we got on stage together. I always think those were some of the greatest moments of my life now as I look back. Really special to be up there with one of your parents like that performing.
Sure. Yeah, you know, it's something that I guess I've done since kind of a young age, so I don't always put that much thought into it. But, yeah, it's pretty neat.
It is. It really is. And what does your dad play at with the Wendingers? Is he on tuba or trumpet, or what does he play at?
He plays keyboard and then trumpet and trombone. And
okay.
That's the majority of what he does with the Wendinger band. But
okay.
He, like I said, he was a music director for many years, so he has the ability to play just about all of the instruments.
Oh, that's awesome. That is great. Well, Tom, yeah. If we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
Sounds good.
All righty. So, Cy here with greetings to one and all from the St. Joe Meat Market. The brat of the week this week is our smoked knackwurst brat. It's another of those great German-flavored brats that you might see this time of the year on a German Fest or Oktoberfest menu. We use lean pork and veal for the meat block, then we add the special knackwurst seasoning and smoke them in our state-of-the-art smokehouses, and boy, are they ever good. As always, come in this week and take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. Cooking and serving at the Brat Sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market this weekend will be the St. Joe Lions. Come out on Friday and Saturday. Show your support for our great, hearty organization while enjoying a brat and a beverage. The Lions do so much for our community and deserve our support, and the Lions will be demoing those delicious smoked knackwurst brats, so you will have an opportunity to sample for free. Many other in-store specials await you when you come to the St. Joe Meat Market, so like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com or call 320-363-4913 for more information. That's the St. Joe Meat Market thanking you for your patronage. And Tom, for being our guest on the program, this is how it works. We've been doing this show, you're number 306 in the continuing series. Wally Pickle was our first guest way back in the day, back in 2013. And I had Wally on several times, but lots of folks have had the opportunity to enjoy one of those meat packages, and we're going to send one your way. How's that sound for you?
Yeah, that sounds good.
You bet. And I bet over your time you've had the chance to enjoy a brat and a beverage over at some of these Oktoberfests and German fests over the years too, huh?
Oh, for sure, yep.
Yeah. Now, were you with the Wendingers yesterday? I see where they were performing at New Ulm, and was it in the tent at the Oktoberfest?
You know, I'm not exactly sure where they were. I think they were at the
Best Western?
At the Best Western, yep.
Okay.
And I was not with. I guess I'm what you would consider kind of a part-time employee with the Wendingers.
Okay.
So I mainly play when Pete's not able to.
All right.
And for whatever reason, and it could be that they're traveling, or it could be Pete and his wife will go down south for the winter now.
Sure.
And so that I get the call then, or sometimes if they just want to have, you know, a little bit bigger band, then they'll have me play along. But I don't do every job.
Oh, okay. All right. What's it like? You kind of pinch yourself once in a while when you're standing up there leading the band. You look over and you think, wow, this is really something. I'm playing concertina for Peter and Paul Wendinger Band. That's just got to be an awesome feeling, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's pretty cool. And like I said, my dad's been with that band since, you know, the late 70s there. And so I've kind of grown up with it. And
sure.
Yeah, as a little kid, you know, you kind of just want to do whatever your dad does.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of just all the way it went. And, yeah, I do feel very fortunate to be able to stand up there and help them guys out.
They do some great harmonies with the Wendinger Band, too. Are you part of that? I know your dad is probably one of the vocalists in there.
He is part of it, but I am not.
You're not.
I'm pretty much just strictly on concertina.
Okay, very good, very good. You bet. Who are some of the concertina players that you kind of looked up to over the years as you progressed?
Well, right away, early on, I guess it was Carl Hartwig.
Yeah.
For whatever reason there, when I was just starting out there, Carl was playing along with the Wendinger Band quite often.
That's right, yeah.
You know, they were just good friends, I think, and
yeah.
I'm not sure what the deal was there, but there was a couple of years where Carl played just about every job with the guys.
Yeah, I remember that.
So yeah, so I got to witness that firsthand, and I kind of just looked up to him from day one, and he seemed to make things interesting, and so he would probably be number one, and then I guess the next one would probably be Brian Brigham.
Yeah. Boy,
he's another guy that can do just about anything he wants with a concertina. So
yeah,
I guess then I like the way Kevin List plays.
Yeah,
New Jolly Swiss Boys, and I also like what Marty Knockreiner does.
Yeah,
so both with Brian and just on his own too. He's got made a couple of recordings there. So
sure,
and of course there's, you know, you can just keep on going for days with good concertina players, but you know, Keith Zwack with the Rainbow Valley Dutchman was just a fantastic concertina player as well.
Absolutely.
So, and then there's a lot of guys my age that do a heck of a job, and so Adam Sandhurst and Dane Molden and guys like that.
Sure.
So,
absolutely. You from New Ulm there, do you get to run into Donnie Klassner once in a while?
Yes, I do. He's real good friends with my dad. So.
Yes. Very, very good. Yep. Yes. And were you old enough to, you know, rub elbows with Jerry Schuft or Ernie Koopman, any of those guys that are gone?
You know, I did know Jerry Schuft just a little bit, you know, kind of right when I got going there. I do remember him being around. And,
okay.
my dad actually took us over fishing on Lake Marion one time, and Jerry Shook made us breakfast.
Oh, neat. That's neat. So, you bet. Yeah.
And then I guess talking about Ernie Koopman a little bit, I know who he was, but I didn't meet him. But
okay.
The concertina that I have, it started out life as a C box, and then Ernie Koopman retuned it to be flat.
Oh, really?
And so his signature is inside of that concertina that I have, so I'm kind of proud of that.
You bet. That's special. You bet. How about Elmer Scheid?
Yep. I never knew Elmer, but, you know, I know my dad did play a couple of jobs with him here and there. I think my dad actually tried to get Elmer to give me lessons.
Okay.
When I first got going there, but he was not interested.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, and so many more that we could mention, you know, from Mankato. Irwin Cease was down there, and boy, he had quite a run, too, with his Hulurai Dutchman as well.
Yes, he did. Yep, and I knew Irwin and his entire family. I went to school with his grandson, who was also a concertina player, so, yep.
Yeah, so some great names there. Probably gotten into some of the ballrooms over the years. We were down in New Ulm yesterday for Oktoberfest, and my Uncle Ken pointed out there's George's Ballroom. I've never been in there, but and they say that it's probably going down. Is that true, and did you ever get to play there?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard they are going to take it down. I never did get to play there. I've been in there a number of times. You know, some of it was when I was younger, and I probably have forgotten more than I remember about the place.
Sure.
But yeah, in the last probably 20 years or so, I think it's changed hands a couple of times, and they've tried to make a go of it, and the place is just kind of just in a state of disrepair with the roof leaking and stuff like that. And
sure.
I think it just became, you know, it's going to cost more to fix it than it would be to let it go. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Some of the other good ballrooms that you've gotten into, though, you want to mention?
Well, I can remember the Playmore Ballroom in Rochester.
Yeah.
And then I can remember out to Gibbon, you know, the different ballrooms out in Gibbon there.
Yeah.
I guess those ones come to mind. I don't know. Some of the other ones up in the cities, names are escaping me at the moment, but
maybe the Bellray or Majestic, Schlieff's Little City.
I can remember that. And then there was
Prom Ballroom, Schlieff's Little City, some of those.
Yeah, I'm sure I've been to most of them.
Uh-huh.
So, the Lakeside Ballroom in Waconia, the guys,
yeah,
we played there quite a bit when I was little, so I've been to that one quite a bit.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I say a lot of it was when I was 10, 11 years old, and so I maybe wasn't paying as much attention as I should have been, but
yeah,
or I wished I would have. You know, now when I look back on it, I think about some of the things that I saw or whatever, and
You know, you didn't know that life was going to take you where it did here.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
You bet. So, was it a busy summer with the Wendinger Band? Do you guys do a lot of polka fests, or what's it like with the Wendinger Band in the summertime here?
Well, like I said, I only play certain jobs. So
okay.
I don't get on every one, but yeah, they do play quite a bit. I think they've gotten into more county fairs and
sure,
those types of things, and you know, some of the towns are doing like a music night in the park or whatever, and so they'll do stuff like that where it's more of a performance than it is a dance job.
Sure.
Most of the audience is just kind of sitting and listening, you know, versus kind of more what I grew up with, I guess, was always just a dance job.
You bet. Yeah, and so, the Wendingers always impressed me as a show band too. They can play so well, but they're full of antics all the time. And even at Paul's funeral that time, the guys got up there and sang a couple of gospel songs. As I recall, Carl was up in the choir loft playing, and It kind of took the edge off of the funeral. Funerals are so somber and sad, and it almost made it more of a joyous occasion, celebrating Paul's life. And I think that is such a neat thing. Do you find the same experience, same thing?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. And you talk about at Paul's funeral there up in the choir loft. That was myself and Carl and Bruce Bradley.
Oh yeah, but Bruce was up there too. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, church was full. That was the church over at, was that St. George there?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, yep. That was a snowstorm that day, too.
Yep, it was not the best weather.
No, we came out of the church, and I think we got into church. It was just kind of cold and windy, but boy, we came out, the snowflakes were flying, and yeah, that was a blustery day. But boy, you get to know Paul pretty good. He was a great fellow, wasn't he?
He was. I knew him pretty good. I went to school with his kids, and some of his kids, you know, were right the same age as me, and a couple of them were older there, and so
sure.
The older ones babysat me, and we spent a lot of time out at Paul and Jolene's place when I was a kid, and so, yeah, I knew him pretty good.
Neat. Oh, that's awesome.
He was a fun guy to be around. He knew everybody, and he could tell a joke, and
you bet.
Good guy.
Yep, and I ran into him. I didn't know him personally, but we were with a travel group. We went to a Daniel O'Donnell performance down at, I believe it was Target Center. And so we were on a bus from here in central Minnesota. Paul was escorting a bus from your direction down that way. And so it was time, the concert was over, and it was time to be picked up. And he was out on the street trying to direct, you know, traffic, get his people gathered up and get the bus lined up. And he was kind of standing there for a moment. It was busy out in front. There was a lot of buses coming and going. So he was watching for his bus. And we were out there, and I looked at him, and I just recognized him from pictures of the CD covers. And I walked over by him, and I said, Paul Wendinger? And he said, yeah. And I introduced myself. And, oh, we had the nicest conversation there for all of 5 or 10 minutes, whatever it lasted, till the buses came. But, I mean, he talked to anybody. He was such a great guy.
That's right. Yep. You're right.
You bet. Well, great. Well, Tom, we've reached that time of the program, time to let you run. I always ask each and every guest if they've got a special memory or a special event or anything that they'd like to mention to the listeners sticks out in your mind, good, bad, or otherwise. What you got for us?
I got two things that stick out in my mind. The first one was, like I said, when I was about 10 or 11, or I might have even been younger at this point, but the band played a job in Canada. I don't remember exactly where. They went up there, and I believe they played on like a houseboat or
okay.
Like these river boats.
Mm-hmm.
And so my brother and I traveled with Peter and Paul and the band up to Canada to this job, and well, we got detained at the border, and because the border officials wanted to know why these two little boys were in a van with with 7 or 8 grown men heading into Canada.
Uh-huh.
So they actually had, we got delayed there for quite a while they got hold of my mom and made sure that she knew where we were and that everything was okay.
Yes.
So that's one thing that's always kind of sticks in my mind. And then there's another good memory I have of when I first started playing concertina. We were playing at the Gibbon Polka Fest, and this was one of these jobs where Carl was along. And like I said, I got to the point where I could play pretty much a set of polkas. And so they got me up, and there was a big crowd, and Carl grabbed my concertina case and set it on the front of the stage and announced to the crowd that I was starting a Hengel fund. Saving up for a Hengel concertina. So he stuck my case out there, and I played my songs, and I think he played with too. And so I think I made about $35 that day.
Oh, wow. That's an awesome story. I could see Carl doing that. That's just awesome.
Yep.
Well, great.
That was a lot of fun. So then after that, I went over to at the Gibbon Ballroom there. They always had that concertina jamboree.
Yeah.
And so that was on the same day. So a few hours later, I was over in the, I think it was the boom room, they called it, where they did the jamboree.
Yeah.
And so I was I was over there playing, and people were still dancing by and throwing dollar bills on the stage.
So, oh, nice.
So that was a fun day.
Absolutely. Great story. Well, Tom, we want to thank you for taking time to join us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I always tell each and every guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Sounds good. I'd be happy to do that.
Awesome. Well, you have a great afternoon. We thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you down the road sometime.
Okay. Thank you, Si.
All righty. And there he goes, Mr. Tom Moran, our 306th guest on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Wendinger Band featuring Tom on the concertina. We'll get to that in just moments. Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks. So a theme right there, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up another edition, 306th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And great guest again today, Tom Moran of the Wendinger Band, our guest, our 306th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. And we're coming up on 21 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 55 degrees here in central Minnesota. Well, Tom had the opportunity to record with the Wendingers a couple of their last CDs, and we're going to feature Tom on a few of those selections right now. Right now, it's a concertina solo, one called the Mississippi Valley Polka. Tom Moran on the concertina with the Wendinger Band. The Wendinger Band, yes indeed. Tom Moran on the concertina solo, one called the Mississippi Valley Polka. Another concertina solo coming up with the Wendinger Band. It's a nice waltz tune, one called the Silver Slipper Waltz, featuring Tom Moran on the concertina solo. The Wendinger Band off of their CD, Following Dreams, yes, commemorating 50 years of music, probably their latest release. And that one, one called the Silver Slipper Waltz, a nice concertina solo with Tom Moran on the concertina. As we move into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM, that's always brought to us by Turco's First Line Tours, Dave Ebertowski and the gang over at Turco at East Bethel, Minnesota. They'd love for you to join their traveling family. And, yeah, they do all sorts of great trips and tours around this great land of ours. They do the extended tours to all the big cities and destinations around the United States and beyond. And they do the statewide tours around this great state of Minnesota, as well as some casino tours in and about our area to many of the area casinos. And talking about the casinos, they are heading to And this coming real quick. Northern Lights Casino in Walker, Minnesota. This is going to be October 22nd and 23rd, Tuesday and Wednesday. And you can join in the fun. Yes, Jerry and Joyce, the dance band, they're going to travel with you. So you're going to receive one night stay at the Northern Lights Casino and Hotel. Very luxurious casino and hotel. $40 on your player's card when you arrive. Jerry and Joyce dance band are going to perform two show times, 3:30 and then 8:30 in the evening. There'll be sandwiches and hors d'oeuvres for all the polka participants, and you're going to have a great time. $115 per person based on double occupancy. That gets you on board the bus. To make a reservation, give Joyce a call at 320-630-4444. That's Joyce Mouse, 320-630-4444. Or you can call Dave at Turco, 1-800-868-7261. They'd love to hear from you. And pickup times for that trip, they're planning on leaving from Shopko West parking lot at 8:30 on Tuesday morning, the 22nd. And they'll be in Little Falls at the McDonald's restaurant about 9 o'clock. So you can catch the bus at either location. And, just make that reservation. They'd love to have you travel with. Now, they're also looking forward to a big trip coming up in February, going to warm and relaxing Arizona. Once again, Jerry and Joyce are going to accompany you. That is February 5th through the 20th. All sorts of perks and incentives on this trip. You'll want to call and make that reservation. And the cost is just $2,550 for double occupancy, based on double occupancy. That's February 5th through the 20th. And there's a bunch of things all included in this. 15 breakfasts, 2 lunch, 7 dinners. Give Turco a call to make that reservation or for more details or a brochure. Again, their phone number, 1-800-868-7261. Dave and the gang, they'd love to hear from you. Sure to have a great time. Turco, First Line Casino Tours, bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we get back to the music of the Wendinger Band, and right now we're going to jump around on some of the various CDs, and even though Tom might not be on all of these CDs, some of them are the older CDs with the Wendinger Band, but I'm sure he plays all of these arrangements these days when he's with the Wendinger Band. Right now it's a nice polka tune off their Oktoberfest CD, and it's one called the Anna Lisa Polka.
Ik liebe nur dich. Dat ik kenna gar nicht fessen, dass du kinna sitzen lassen, wo die Kinder gargen blumen, hat für dich gesorgt. Da du bist nicht gekommen, hat mich sie wie was gekommen, und ich hab verabreisen und sie in und frisch geschmissen.
Anneliese, ach Anneliese, warum bist du basic auf mir? Ach, Anneliese, du weißt doch, ich liebe nur dich. Thank you.
Ach ja, that's just good music there by Peter and Paul and the Wendinger Band off of their Oktoberfest CD. And yes, some of the music you probably heard last evening if you were in the tent or the Best Western Hotel over on the east end of New Ulm. Yes, they were performing at the Oktoberfest. Here's another nice a waltz tune. It's one called the Schnee Walzer. Peter and Paul Wendinger and the Wendinger Band. Wendinger Band with one called the Schnee Walzer. Good stuff for you there here on KASM. 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock in the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside. Yes, home of those Hustler brand zero turn lawnmowers. And boy, what a great time it is to head out to Kevin's and look at one of those Hustlers. Yeah, the leaves are going to be coming down and those machines are built to mow lawn, and they can pick up leaves and pick up grass. Do a great job. Get yourself a vac system or a grass catcher system with it, and sure to do a great job for you. Kevin has all sorts of makes and models on hand of those Hustlers. Yeah, nice showroom out there. The old milking house milk parlor is converted into a showroom. Holds about 20 to 25 lawnmowers, depending on how big of ones he puts in there. And what's really neat is he put an overhead door in. He'll pop the door open, and whichever one it is that you want to try out, well, they're all set up and ready to run. And you can try them out there at Kevin's Countryside. Nice big yard for you to try them out on. So Kevin does, of course, sells them, and then he does repair work on all makes and models. So he can change your belts and hoses, lubricants, and he can also, work on them if you happen to have, he does repair work. So if you happen to have a mower already, needs just a tune-up or a touch-up, belts and hoses, lubricants, he can do that all for you. Of course, Kevin does accept trades. And so if you've got one that's getting a little tired, bring her out to Kevin's. He will make you a sweet deal on one of those brand new Hustlers. And of course, Kevin doesn't keep a junk pile, so he'll tune up old Bessie and goes out for sale. Somebody happens to be looking for something used, you can make a deal on a used one as well. For more information, give Kevin a call, 320-363-7459. That's 320-363-7459. Like I mentioned, it's a nice time of the year to head out to Kevin's. The leaves are turning such pretty colors, and you hit a day like today. The weather is great. You just can try one of those lawnmowers out right there and find the one that fits your needs. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Look for Kevin on the west side of the road as you're heading out north on County Road 3, about 6 miles out of St. Joe. You'll see the big yellow post with the orange and yellowish sign on it that says Hustler Zero Turn Lawnmowers. So check them out this week. Kevin's Countryside, bringing us the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the music of the Wendinger Band right now. And right now we're going to jump to, let me see, which CD do we have in here right now? This one is called Partners in Old Time, and it's one called the Trumpeter's Echo Polka, the Wendinger Band. The Trumpeter's Echo Polka with the Wendinger Band. Right now it's the Kim Marie Waltz. Peter and Paul Wendinger and the Wendinger Band. Thank you. The Wendinger Band in one nice waltz tune, one called the Kim Marie Waltz, taking us in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here at 15 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. And the final portion is always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, Laverne and Kim Bizdok. Yes, they would love for you to join their traveling family and make smiles and miles and friends along the way. You bet. You'll have a great time when you travel with a Laverne and Kim. And, of course, a lot of the trips are done for this year, but they've still got a few great ones left. So turning the page and looking at the backside here. So they are still looking at Branson, the Ozark Mountain Christmas Tour. That's coming up in November. Also, let's see, what else do we have? I think they've got a couple more left to go. I don't see them on my list here, but they have more than what I've got in front of me. They're also making plans for 2020. Tours to plan for: Hawaii cruise and a Waikiki two-night stay, Pearl Harbor, Luau, all transfers, 10 great days in all. That's in March. They're going to do a Northern California tour. That's in April. Washington, D.C., cherry blossoms. They've done this before. 8 great days in April. They're also going to do the Deep South Carolinas and Savannah tour in September. They're doing an international trip to Greece, so taking you to Athens, Santorini, Mykonos, and it's fully guided all the way, all airfare and transfers included. So that's 9 great days in October. Then they're going to go to New Orleans, Nashville, and Memphis in November, and many more trips to come yet. So just a sampling of some of the great trips you can take in with Laverne's Travel of Little Falls. For more information, give them a call toll-free. It's 1-800-840-9211. And if you're interested, you've got internet access, check them out on the web. They maintain a beautiful website, www.lavernestravel.com. They'd love to hear from you, so check them out today, this week. You bet. Laverne's Travel, they proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Getting back to the music of the Wendingers, right now I'm going to go to their latest CD that was released in 2014, a Wendinger Band, and Tom Moran doing a couple of concertina solos once again on here. This one's one called the Overcoat Polka, the Wendinger Band. We'll be right back. Tom Moran on the concertina solo there, one called the Overcoat Polka with the Wendinger Band. Here's a nice Landler tune, Laurie's Landler, Tom Moran on the concertina solo. Wendinger Band and one called Laurie's Landler. Nice concertina solo there with Tom Moran on the concertina. Going to move to another one of the Wendinger CDs. This one's called the Winder Up CD. And a nice Ray Dorschner tune, Rainbow Valley Polka, Rainbow Valley Dutchman original. Rainbow Valley Polka with the Wendinger Band. Thank you. Sending our band, yes, indeed, the Rainbow Valley Polka. Doing a great job there, the Wendinger Band. Well, we're going to have to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and we're going to go back to the Oktoberfest CD with the Wendinger Band, and it's one called Auf Wiedersehen, the Wendinger Band.
That brings an end to our Oktoberfest recording. We hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed recording. Before we part, we wish to give you a quick lesson in German. Auf Wiedersehen does not mean goodbye, but until we meet again, hope to see you soon. God bless you all. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen, and that's the Wendinger Band, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Taking us to 3 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. And again, our temperature reading is at about 55 degrees here in central Minnesota.